Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 459.
On Now You Know.
So on Thursday evening, Tesla announced this. Vox Populi, Vox D, FSD transfer is back. All countries in North America, all sexy in Cybertruck, excluding the Foundation Series and Launch Series.
So that means if you bought FSD, you can transfer the FSD you bought to a new Tesla.
This is now the fifth time that Tesla is doing this. Last time was October through December 31st. Happy New Year!
Yeah, and we've said it before, it's the right thing for Tesla to do until FSD is complete. Many people have asked Elon, though, to consider having FSD attached to your account and not your car.
I don't think he'll go that far, but as long as Tesla keeps offering FSD transfers, I think owners of earlier model Teslas will be happy, especially when the price of FSD goes up.
And Tesla is now offering old Model Y owners a $2,000 discount towards the purchase of a new Model Y. Hey, wait, we have an old Model Y.
And you can get a Model 3 performance with deep blue metallic or pearl white paint plus white interior at no extra cost in the U.S. That is a $3,500 savings.
And I think that Tesla, again, is taking care of that hardware 3 problem where people have the older models with hardware 3. They don't drive exactly the same on FSD. And so this is kind of like a way to kind of nudge them into buying a newer model.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
But it's definitely a great time to think about getting a new Tesla.
Tesla has just secured permission from Norway's road authority to test FSD version 13 on Norway's public roads for the next 2 years.
This is a big deal because as people experience full self-driving, not only will they pay Tesla for it, but they will demand robo-taxis, and that's going to save money and save lives.
And Elon said, very cool.
Wow, very, very cool.
Now, these will have to be Tesla-trained drivers, but it's still going to be a huge help in collecting data in getting EU-wide approval for FSD under Article 39. The European Commission may be voting on this as soon as May.
And as Elon reposted, Secretary Sean Duffy from the DOT said, from the Wright brothers to the first astronauts on the moon, our nation has always been at the forefront of transportation technology. That's why today we're unveiling a new automated vehicle framework from the US DOT's innovation agenda.
So the long and short of it is that the DOT wants one standard in the US for autonomous vehicles, not 50 states with 50 sets of regulations.
And so the new AVF, the Automated Vehicle Framework, and NHTSA's new updated rules should help Tesla and other US-based companies by making accident reporting quicker and easier and removing red tape. Because it used to be that there was this rule that foreign vehicles could get an exemption, but US vehicles couldn't. Weird.
Thanks to MyHeritage for sponsoring this episode.
So MyHeritage is the number one family history service.
It can help you uncover the stories that make you who you are, connect with your roots, and feel a deeper sense of belonging to your past.
It's fun and easy to build your family tree, discover your origins, and you might also find new relatives like we did. The first moment I started my free trial, I entered my two parents' names and their birthdays, and immediately MyHeritage found 11 of my relatives.
And then within 2 minutes, we had a family tree of about 40 relatives going back 8 generations.
And that was all through MyHeritage's smart connections, which took the work that some of our distant cousins had done and automatically helped us complete your grandfather's tree.
Right. Now, my grandmother's side of the tree was pretty non-existent until we started looking into some records and realized that the spelling of her last name has changed 3 times. So through obituaries and census reports that MyHeritage found for us, within minutes, we had gone from this
to this. I never knew that my great-grandmother's first name was Nicola.
And that she immigrated to the United States from Italy by herself at 18 with $12 in her pocket.
Yeah, we actually found the Ellis Island Manifest of Alien Passengers from 1909.
We even learned the town in Italy where she was from.
We could go on for days.
We could research for days.
Yeah, MyHeritage puts over 33 billion records at your fingertips and is trusted by 90 million users.
Did we mention that we did all of this on MyHeritage's free trial?
Start yours today and get your 14-day free trial from MyHeritage by using the link in the description below and see your family tree unfold before your eyes. All right, so Slate has introduced their electric truck.
This truck can be anything, even an SUV?
This is a Slate. This slate seats 2 and can carry sheets of plywood. This slate seats 5 and can fit tons in the frunk. It's actually the same slate. This is narrated by me, Jeff. I work at Slate and just happen to have a great voice.
He really does.
That's Chris, our CEO. Chris thinks new cars are too expensive and too complicated.
A Slate cost in the mid-20s. Brand new.
One sec, Chris. Actually, under 20 after current incentives. Go ahead, Chris.
We took out everything that wasn't a car.
That means no fancy screen, colored lighting, cooled seats, self-driving, self-parking, automatic cup holders. Yes, that's a thing.
But you can add accessories like
little screen, big screen, SUV kit, fastback kit, open air kit, one speaker, a bunch of speakers, big bumper, spare tire holder, slatelets, fun grills, even funner lights, colors, any color. Really, wrap it in any color. And Slate Access Points means you can add an accessory now, later, or even make one yourself.
It's like a potato head. Wait, maybe there's a better analogy.
Actually, there is. Slate is the chameleon of trucks and SUVs. Seriously, just add the SUV kit.
There are 3.
A Slate is not like other cars, or trucks, or SUVs.
So I just reserved one for $50. It's a refundable deposit. You can customize just about everything from a stripped down, simple 2-seater pickup truck to a 5-seater SUV. Completely stripped though, and I'm talking this thing has plastic body panels and hand crank windows, it is sub $20,000.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. How come I haven't heard of them?
Well, maybe because they just emerged from stealth mode last Thursday. They are backed by Jeff Bezos and have just raised $111 million.
Okay, a few more questions. Are we going to go for a stripped-down pickup truck, or are we going nuts to customize everything?
Good question. I don't know. Part of me wants to go just the cheapest version possible and see what it's like for that, you know, sub $20,000 price.
And when can we expect to get our Slate?
Slate says deliveries will start in late 2026.
And what are the stats?
All right, so 150 miles of range for the 52.7 kilowatt hour battery, or 240 miles of range if you want to get the 84.3 kilowatt hour battery, which is more. Max payload of only 1,400 pounds, towing capacity of only 1,000 pounds, 0 to 60 in 8 seconds. It has a 150 kilowatt motor, which is 201 horsepower. It's rear-wheel drive. It has a 5-foot bed with 35 cubic feet of bed volume. It has an AUX connector with DC fast charging of 20 to 80% charge in 30 minutes, 7 cubic feet of frunk volume, and it should get 96 MPGe versus, if you're trying to compare that to like other trucks, the Ford F-150 gets 70 MPGe.
Okay. And where are Slates made?
Well, they say they're designed in California, engineered in Michigan, and built in the Midwest, United States.
So it's much smaller than your typical crew cab pickup truck.
Yeah, curb weight of the Slate is 3,602 pounds versus, let's say, 6,500 pounds for the Ford F-150 Lightning. The length of the Slate is only 175 inches versus 232 inches for the Lightning.
Wow, it's almost 5 feet shorter. And it can carry plywood in the bed?
Yes, but let's be clear, that's over the wheel hubs. So it's 42.9 inches between the wheel hubs, and then they kind of did this trick where they filled it up with stuff and then put the plywood on.
Hmm. Slate. Slate. Is that an anagram of Tesla?
The CEO of Slate, Chris Barman, explicitly stated during the Slate reveal that Slate is, quote, never an anagram of Tesla.
But it is.
And then Cybertruck posted, why buy a truck that cannot drive itself? Because, yeah, one of the things they're not including is autonomy. But, I mean, I will say, so after the federal tax credit, you can get this for sub $20,000 if you get the stripped version. And I had a lot of fun playing around with, like, all the cool things you can add to it, but it never told me what that was changing the cost to.
It's so funny. Like, I just kind of woke up the other day and it was like, everyone was talking about the Slate. It's like, oh my God, the Slate, I just ordered mine, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, this feels like a marketing budget. It's super weird. We've gone through this so many times where it's like, all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh my God, this is the car of the future, oh my God. I'm so jaded at this point.
We're going to talk more about the Slate on Patreon bonus stories today. So okay, come join us for that.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
So Dennison White, the chief commercial officer at the APM terminals at Pier 400 at the Port of Los Angeles, spotted their first Tesla semi.
We're here at APM terminals, got our strats moving here. We're here with one of the first Tesla trucks to ever make it to our facility. Super excited to have this today. It's Earth Day. So glad to share this with everybody. Lincoln Transportation, making it all happen. Tesla on the move, one of the big Class 8 trucks they just got released. We're super excited about having this here today.
Well, that's exciting, and on Earth Day, no less.
And Dan Priestley from Tesla, he's the head engineer on the semi, said electrifying port-related trucking will help improve the health of those that live near the ports and the related freight corridors. Because, yeah, it's really noisy and stinky if you live or work near the ports, and hopefully this will help a little.
And Tesla Semi has a new X account.
And it posted for the first time on Friday, big truck energy. That's a good sign. It means they're starting to get ready for the ramp.
That would be great.
So remember a few days ago, we reported that Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County DA in Minnesota, that refused to charge the Minnesota State employee with keying those six Teslas?
Yeah.
Well, she is now charging a 19-year-old woman with a felony for keying just one car and causing $7,000 worth of damage.
Well, I'm glad that she's finally charging people who are scratching Teslas. I mean, I don't know why she...
No, that had nothing to do with Teslas.
What?
This is just a completely different case.
But I mean, the guy who scratched the six Teslas...
Well, he is a Minnesota State employee.
So?
And the other woman wasn't scratching a Tesla.
What?
Yeah, that's what Elon said. Unequal justice. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And I don't know if this is a good or bad story. 18-year-old Elijah Arenas, son of former NBA star Gilbert Arenas, crashed his Cybertruck into a fire hydrant and a tree in a residential area of L.A. at high speeds at 4:56 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Arenas was taken to the hospital in stable condition, according to the LAPD.
So he is alive, but he's been placed into an induced coma, according to ESPN.
That's not good.
That's not good. But I mean, imagine if it had, I mean, he basically came out of the vehicle unscratched.
Wow.
Like no broken bones or anything.
So, I mean, imagine if this was any other vehicle.
I was trying to, yeah.
It's kind of a tough one because it's like, well, obviously most cars can't accelerate that quickly. And so 18-year-old plus fast car plus tree equals bad. But on the other hand, just look at the truck.
Well, and if you're like, well, maybe he was just speeding to get to school on time. There was no school that day.
Well, yeah, it's also 4 o'clock in the morning.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Elon reposted SpaceX's post of three launches from all three launch pads in California and Florida in about 36 hours.
Wow. You know how SpaceX's Raptor engine has improved over time from Raptor 1 to the current Raptor 3?
Well, now Elon says many improvements still to come. The ugly, unreliable, and heavy bolted flange between the thrust chamber and the hot gas manifold will become a welded joint. Well, thank God, because that, I'm just like, I can't stand to watch these launches.
I mean, each one of those bolts can now go away, I guess.
Yeah. Elon posted 475.
Is that Elon's score in Diablo? What's 475?
SpaceX confirmed that that is Falcon completes its 475th mission.
Wow.
All right, it's time for sunspots. Tesla Megapack posted 100 megawatts, 200 megawatt hours of megapacks have been delivered and installed at Harmony Energy Chevier site located in the port of Nantes. The facility will be operated by Autobidder and will be France's first large-scale two-hour battery system.
Nice.
Hey, if you want to get some batteries at your house, but you're not sure what brand or what the credits are and stuff, talk to our friends at EnergyPal. They are the solar and battery experts that'll help you get those cheaper. All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got a lot to talk about this week, so join us over on Patreon for as little as a buck a month. It helps us out on the show, and you get a whole lot more content 3 times a week. All right, so we asked our patrons this week, what are your thoughts on the Slate electric truck? And wow, I don't think we've ever gotten results like that.
Is this a glitch?
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Wow.
So a third said, I'm in. A third said, no thanks. And a third had other comments like Richard's who said, believe it when I see it. And I think I fall into that category.
Me too.
I mean, we've heard of so many companies like this.
It's true.
Atlas Motors was making a pickup truck. Telos. Just so many.
That's true.
Yeah.
And after the marketing budget dries up, it's all, oh,
where'd it go? All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. Elon posted this meme. There's an old saying, if a hot girl texts you about crypto, block him. And that's Poseidon. Elon said, turns out the judges can break laws too. They are human after all. Human Progress posted, the evidence is clear. Humans create more than they consume, and the planet is not about to run out of anything.
Elon said, correct. Earth is not about to run out of anything. Long term, the easy to reach oil and gas will deplete, and hydrocarbon energy will become very expensive, but not run out. Large increases in CO2 parts per million do cause increased temperatures, and above 1,000 ppm will feel stuffy.
Tesla Optimus posted, me robot. So is that like production?
I don't know.
Peter Diamantis said, just awarded $100 million in X Prize for gigaton carbon removal. Thank you to the Musk Foundation for funding the competition. Congrats to Matty Carbon, who walked away with a $50 million check, our largest single payout ever.
And Elon said, cool.
Elon Musk said, your Tesla car will earn you money. And then he's sporting the retro X t-shirt, which you can now get on X.com.
It was the X t-shirt. It wasn't... X payments or anything like that.
Okay. I guess not yet.
Okay.
And then in response to former New Mexico magistrate judge Joel Cano, who harbored TDA gang members in his house being arrested, Elon said,
this is a ridiculously obvious case of judicial corruption. The vast majority of judicial corruption is just as severe, but not as obvious.
Elon said, space exploration technologies, or SpaceX, will make life multiplanetary, provided that country rivalries do not inhibit this outcome. The Starlink global communications system was built to fund that goal, which is why there is a Mars transfer orbit diagram on the Starlink internet router. By the way, asteroid mining is not economically competitive. Every element we could ever want is plentiful and far lower cost to mine on Earth. I don't think he's ever said that before.
I haven't heard him say that. It's something to think about. It usually means that he like had a whole bunch of people talk to him about it, and he knows way better than anybody else. Because like, if you asked me, I'd be like, we should go mine platinum asteroids and send them back to Earth and smash them into the ground and mine those. I am so into it. It's interesting to hear that he's not so hot on it.
Tesla posted, glass roof in our vehicles can withstand 4 times the weight of the car.
Oh my God.
That was in China. A tree fell on a Tesla and nothing broke.
It just kind of
just took a little hit to the suspension.
It's like, it's goofy looking how strong it is.
All right, time for some beautiful superchargers. And Tesla posted a few 2024 stats. Our supercharger network was fully powered by renewable energy for the 4th year in a row, achieved through a combination of on-site resources and annual renewable matching. So when you're charging, just know that those electrons are somehow coming from the sun. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Get out there and show us what's going on, will you?
Hey, Zach and Jesse, here at the Indianapolis Nora Supercharger, we have 16 stalls and 2 charge points. There's a Target and a Whole Foods over there, and a Starbucks right here. And across the street is a Wendy's, and we have a Hardee's down there as well. And we have one handicap stall. Overall, I give this 8 out of 10.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. Simon and Sean here. We are in the town of Williams in Western Australia. We're at the supercharger. It's a 3-stall supercharger. We're the only people here at the moment. We've got Williams Woolshed Cafe next door, and you have a lot of dogs being walked, so I guess it's good for dog walking. We just had a very nice meal at the Woolshed, and I would give this location 8 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers?
We got number 191 in Florida is the 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt at Babcock Ranch, Florida.
We got number 84 in Spain, the 8-stall version 4 in Marmolejo, Spain.
Number 53 in Ohio. That's a lot in Ohio. The 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Findlay, Ohio.
Number 189 in the UK, the 14-stall version 3 in Manchester.
Number 241 in Canada is the 16-stall version 4 in Surrey, British Columbia.
Number 92 in Pennsylvania is the 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
The 12-stall version 4 in Neuss, Germany.
Number 261 in Germany, the 8-stall version 4 in Fürstenfeldbruck, Germany.
Number 2617 in the United States, the 31-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Agoura Hills, California.
Number 87 in Sweden, number 1436 in Europe is the 12-stall version 4 in Odshog, Sweden.
And number 2196 in China, number 7184 in the world is the 3-stall version 3 in Ma'anshan, China.
Nice. Well, thanks again to MyHeritage for sponsoring this episode.
Uncover the stories that make you who you are, connect with your roots, and build build your family tree.
You might find new relatives like we did.
Get your 14-day free trial of MyHeritage by using the link in the description below.
And thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Don't miss our interview with the CEO of Felton. It's a company that makes and sells electric conversion kits for gas cars.
That's over on our Disruptive Investing channel.
That's a fun and fascinating interview you're going to want to see.
We'll see you on Tuesday
for another interview. Now you know.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.